Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Believers in India face rising threats as Maharashtra state moves toward a stricter anti-conversion law. Then a ministry talks about what it takes to help Christian Pakistani families trapped in brickyard slavery. We'll tell you what's going on and how you can help in just a few moments. And we'll begin today in India, where this December, Maharashtra state plans to roll out the strictest anti-conversion law in the country. The legislation is still being drafted, but officials say it'll go beyond the laws already on the books in 10 other states. John Padetti of Bibles for the World tells us.
Quite a number of people are being arrested under these laws. Churches are being attacked, you know, in the middle of worship, and they'll file false charges or charges of conversion against pastors and some of the worshipers there.
The thing is, those charges rarely hold up in court.
They can never prove that the people were gathered with an intent to convert. And so this is why I think Maharashtra is calling for an even stricter anti-conversion law.
Padetti says Maharashtra is looking to change the framing.
They are now trying to position Christian activities, not so much in the anti-conversion terms, but as anti-national. And so that will be easier, they feel, to prove in a court that this is upsetting the Hindu majority.
Pray for Indian believers to stand firm in their faith. Ask God to give church leaders wisdom and protection from false accusations. Next, what's in a name? Labels like country of particular concern or special watch list may sound like jargon at first, but in the U.S. State Department, they carry a promise for political action or attention. That's why Christians praying for Yemen are now watching how the State Department will label the Houthi terrorist group this year. Will the 2025 report on international religious freedom keep the Houthis as entities of particular concern? Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
Obviously, the State Department has to factor in lots of other angles, lots of other priorities into that conversation as well.
The Houthis were designated by the U.S. as a foreign terrorist organization in March.
The Iranian government has encouraged, supported the Houthis to sort of make trouble in the shipping lanes, make trouble for Israel.
Meanwhile, Yemen is in a worsening humanitarian crisis, and followers of Christ face intense persecution on top of that. Pray that entire families will come to faith together.
And the reason I say that is because typically the first line of persecution is your family. And that's true in Yemen. It's true in other Islamic contexts as well.
Pray for wisdom and discernment for international leaders working in Yemen so that religious freedom might grow there. Finally, Christian persecution, including widespread debt bondage, is on the rise in Pakistan. One small change in circumstance can lead to a lifetime of slavery. MNN's Lindsay Koh explains.
According to Bruce of Uncharted Ministries, financial emergencies can force Christian men and their families to move onto brickyards, making bricks to pay off the debt to the owner, kept in bondage by high interest and low wages. There are estimated to be 3.5 to 4 million people trapped in debt bondage in Pakistan, many of them Christians. Uncharted Ministries works to rescue families like that of Ahmed, a Christian with three children, including a daughter whose legs were severely damaged when she was run over by a truck at the brickyard as a toddler. The brick owner refused to give her any medical help, which resulted in her legs becoming deformed. The debt Ahmed owed was only $700, which has been paid through the help of Uncharted Ministries. His family has been freed, he is financially independent, and his daughter now has proper nutrition and tutoring.
And now you look at her, it's just like a different person, and she's excelling. They just are so thankful, and they never imagined to be set free. That's one family of dozens that we've been fortunate to pay the debt and work with.
Prayer points and more at missionnews.org. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.